This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. On the evening of May 31st, 2009, 216 passengers, 3 pilots, and 9 flight attendants boarded an Air France flight in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The flight was headed across the Atlantic Ocean to Paris.
The plane that took off that evening from Rio was an Airbus 330.
Producer Katie Mingle.
We know that the flight proceeded normally for several hours.
That's William Longavisha. He wrote an article for Vanity Fair about this flight and has written extensively about aviation.
Then, with no communication, it suddenly disappeared.
Some pieces of the plane and several bodies were found days later floating in the Atlantic. All 228 people on board had died.
When the wreckage was found, they also recovered the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorders. And the story they told was about what happened when the automated system flying the plane suddenly shut off and the pilots were left surprised, confused, and ultimately unable to fly their own plane.
Automation in flight has been around for a long time. The first so-called autopilot was invented by the Sperry Corporation in 1912. But there was still a lot to think about in the cockpit of an airplane.
Controlling the electric systems, controlling the hydraulic systems.
But by the 1970s, all of those complex systems were also automated, and a French company called Airbus thought that they could make planes safer by letting automation carry an even bigger part of the burden of flying.
Led by a guy named Bernard Ziegler, Airbus set out to design what they hoped would be the safest plane yet.
Ziegler's plane not only had autopilot, it also had what's called a fly-by-wire system.
A computer-based control system that can interpret what the pilot wants to do and then do it smoothly and safely. So if the pilot pulls back on his or her stick, the fly-by-wire system will say, "Oh, I see that you want to pitch up, and here, I'll do it for you at just the right angle and rate."
Importantly, the fly-by-wire system will also protect you from getting into an aerodynamic stall, as long as it's on.
You can't turn this automation off.
But here's the thing.
It can turn itself off.
And that's exactly what it did as Flight 447 flew through the night sky over the Atlantic Ocean.
The airplane was not upset. Had they done nothing, they would have done exactly what they needed to do. Nothing.
But that's not what happened. The co-pilot in the right seat put his hand on his control stick.
And he pulled it back. The airplane put its nose up and started to soar upward.
As the angle got steeper and steeper, the air couldn't flow smoothly across the wings, and the plane began to stall.
The airplane was shaking, all kinds of alarms were going off. The captain never assessed correctly what was going on.
Increasingly, William says, pilots have become automation managers with fewer and fewer chances to actually fly the plane. He believes this lack of experience at the controls left the pilots of 447 unprepared to take over when the automation turned off.
A lot of what is happening is hidden from view from the pilots. It's buried. When the airplane starts doing something that is unexpected, and the pilot says, "Hey, what's it doing?" That's a very, very standard comment in cockpits today. What's it up to now?
It seems to be almost a running joke in the industry.
What's the most often asked question in our cockpits? What's it doing now?
That's American Airlines Captain Warren Vanderberg.
We have become what I call children of the magenta.
The children of the magenta are too dependent on the guiding magenta-colored lines on their screens.
We appear to be locked into a cycle in which automation begets the erosion of skills, or the lack of skills in the first place. And this then begets more automation.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.